Well, it is my great privilege and my great honor today to welcome my very special friends all the way from Israel. Alexei and Ala Reichstadt come to us from Tel Aviv. They've got a much bigger story than that. They come from Russia as well, originally, and currently serve at Beit Emmanuel Messianic Congregation in Tel Aviv itself, where I was recently visiting. In November, I carried a gift from all of you. You gave to the family, and I carried the gift, and it was such a wonderful thing to visit you in your home. Today, they're here. They want to share with you just the joy of their salvation. And Alexei shared a word this morning. Are you going to share the same word in the second service? You've got a different one. Wow. That's okay. I'll take notes a second time, too. The first one was really good. Did we record the first one? We did. You can pick up the recording online. It was really very profound. I want to say one thing that he said. And this is very good, okay, because he's not going to say it again in the second service. Perseverance is about believing God for the impossible things all the way to the end. It's about not becoming satisfied to settle with less. You've been praying and asking God and looking to God for a miracle in your life, and you've been going so long that you've given up now, and you say, God, I'll settle for anything. Just give me anything. Give me some sign that you're still involved, and you'll be willing to settle for that. Perseverance is about trusting God and believing God that He can do more than we could ask or imagine all the way to the end. That's right, Nancy. All the way to the end. Okay? So I just wanted to share that because that was the word of the Lord for us this morning. Alexei, Ala, welcome to Living Hope Family Church. Come on. This is Levi, my brother. I'm going to give you full liberty to take as much time as you need. Go for it.
Thank you so much. And first of all, I want to say thank you for your prayers. A couple of you know me, and we met here. This is the third time I'm here, I think. Fourth? I was thought about third time, but maybe fourth time will come, I don't know. Yeah, it's fourth time, because on the morning it was third time, and now it's fourth time. And I want to thank you for your prayers and support, and really it's a very big blessing. And now I'm here with my wife, and we just married 15 years ago. And it's very exciting to be together. It's first time we came somewhere together. Usually she stays at home with children, and I'm going to the places and for the ministry or usually. And now we are together. It's a big blessing for me. And what I talked on the morning, Eric said in two words. It's great. And I believe God has word for each of us. And I hope He will talk to your heart. Because what I will do now, I will share my heart, what God put in my heart, or what we are going through, and we're learning some things through our life. We're learning from the Word of God, from the situation around, and it's a big privilege for me to share this with you. And I want to pray before. God, I so thank you for all what are you doing in my life, in the life of these precious people. You love them so much, and I thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Thank you, Lord. Just talk to each heart, Lord, and talk to me also, because what we are talking about, it's your word, and your word is alive. Thank you. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the English, it's not my favorite language. I'm so sorry about that. Because of that, I will use some PowerPoint presentation. It can help me first, and maybe it will help to you to understand what I'm talking about. I want to share with you from the book of Habakkuk. It's very interesting to see what's happened there. I don't know, maybe you already saw the things what we will talk about, but I will talk about joy in the suffering. Joy in the suffering. Wonderful story of the prophet Habakkuk. And let's see if it's work. This. Oh, good. It's working. And we will find in this book some question. It's very interesting. You open the book, you start to read, and if you read a couple verses per day, it's very difficult to see the whole picture. And it's a very big book. How many chapters there? 3. It's very difficult to read like whole book, but we will try to see what the question in the book of Habakkuk. Let's see. Oh Lord, it's book start. Oh Lord, how long shall I cry for help? This the prophet looking for some help. Something happened there. And you will not hear or cry to you violence, and you will not save. Interesting. Why do you make me see iniquity, and why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. And verse 4. So the law is paralyzed. In the morning, we talked about some person in the book of Acts. He was paralyzed. And here, what's happened? So the law, what kind of law? Law of God. Paralyzed. And justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted. Okay? Book start like that. And what the question? Why we have question here? What the question? Okay, he's crying for something. The question is, and the end of the book, we see. So the fig tree shall not blossom, not fruit beyond the vineyards, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food. The flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. 18 yet, I will rejoice. Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes me fit like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high place. The question, what's happened with the prophet? In the beginning, he's talking about some things, he's complaining. And on the end, he said, doesn't matter what happened. Lord is my strength. What's happened to him? He ate something bad or drink? I don't know. But something changed. That's for sure. You see difference from the beginning and the end? How to overcome anger and disappointment towards God in the time of great trials. I think every person, each of us, going through some trials, through difficult things. And sometimes we felt disappointment. Anger. If it's possible to be anger on God. Sometimes it's happened. Because lives, it's not like on the the movies in the cartoons of Disney, you know, it's like you are poor and you came to be king. It's not like that. It's difference. Some struggling in our life, some war, and we're going through difficult things, and sometimes these difficulties make us angry. You angry. God, why? Why it's happened? speaking openly to God about the reality as we see it in the first chapter. Such a conversation with God speaks that there is still hope. When we talk to God about what's happened, we show, I have a hope. God, I'm talking to you about difficult things because I have a hope. Hope in you. Because you have answers for all. And here we will see the Habakkuk, he's asking questions. He have a lot of questions. Why it's happened? Why? Questions and accusations. Why you do not hear and do not save those that are suffering? We are suffering. We are crying to you and you are not hearing me. What's happened? Why? Oh Lord, how long? How long shall I cry for help and you will not hear? Or cry to you violence and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity and why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. Sometimes life looks like that, what we are reading here. Sometimes you are praying and no answer. You said, why? Why? And we don't understand. In our life happened some situation when we came to the Lord and we cried to him, Lord, why it's happened? It's no reason for that. But why? If it's some reason, let us know. If you know it's like easy to you, you know, okay, I know why it's happened. It's because of that. It's my fault. But sometimes it's no fault. Sometimes something happened. This is your fault. If we are, we will look on the verses like some from different perspective. Yeah, it's like the prophet talking to God. This is your fault that people do not believe you, your word. Why? Why they not believe? Because, so the law is paralyzed. You give us your word. You give us the law. You give us something and I see it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm reading, I'm praying, I'm doing, but it doesn't work. It's your fault. Because it doesn't work, people don't want to believe in you. This is all your fault that there is no justice in the world. And the Habakkuk says, and justice never goes forth. For the weak, wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth pervert. Are you not from everlasting? O Lord, my God, my Holy One, you shall not die. O Lord, you have ordained them as judgment, and you, my rock, have established. But what he is talking here in this word, are you not from everlasting? You didn't see what's happened. Where are you? Tell me, where are you? I will come there. Just let me know. Where are you? I will come there. I want to come there because you are my rock and I want to stand on this rock. But for now, I feel I stand on the water, not on the rock. For now, the situation in my life, it's like a storm. It's take me off, you know, it's what's happening around. I don't understand. You are my rock and I want to come on this rock. Show me the way. Why are you so far from me? You know, some situation, what's happened in our life. This is the big lessons for us. We can learn things. And last summer, my father passed away. He was 60 years old. Until his last day, he was working hard in the moving company, truck driver, and take stuff, you know, heavy stuff. And one day he takes something heavy and I don't know how it's called in English, something, you know, came out, and he came to the doctor to check this, and they said, forget about it. You have cancer. And it's in the last stage, you know, last level. And he was not a believer. And they find the cancer. And I came to him when I heard about that. And he was shocked because all his life he was healthy, strong, and now everything changed for the moment. And he said, what's happened? Why? Why it's happened? And I talked to him. I talked to him before many times about love of God and everything. And I said to him, you know, Father, God so loves you. He wants to save you. But you are so busy in everything what's happened. You don't have time for him. You don't care about him. You think only about yourselves. But how do you think? It's God create you? It's a simple question. He said, yes, I believe. I'm not from the monkey. And said, okay, what do you think? If he has a plan for your life? He said, I think so. They said, but you live how do you want? How do you like? And if you will go to the shop and you will buy what is boiling water for the tea and coffee?
Kettle?
Yeah, tea kettle. Something for boiling water, you know, electricity working. And kettle, yeah? Kettle. And if you will open the box, what you will find inside? It's some paper there. And what wrote on the paper? How to use it? That's right? Someone of you sometimes read the paper of that? No? No one. Because we're so smart. We don't need the paper. Someone buy some, I don't know, it was time a couple years ago we used the DVD player. Yeah? Someone used? Someone read the paper? Yes? Wow. And some from the men's read the paper? No, because we're so smart, we don't need the paper. We're just trying. We push the buttons. We are playing. And I said to him, if you will take this kettle, and you want to make soup there, okay? If you will do this, what will happen? You can do once, twice, I don't know. But after that, what will happen? It cannot work if you are doing things like that. But you think, wow, it doesn't work now, but I have 1 year guarantee. I will go there and I will change. And you take your kettle and you came there and you say to the guy who sold to you this kettle, hey, come on, what you sell to me? It doesn't work. I want a new one. And he's looking on that and say, what are you doing? What are you did with that? I make the soup. Soup, come on. It doesn't work. It's not for that. Did you see the paper? What paper? It's still in the box. No guarantee. I'm sorry. And when I talked on the way like that to my father, he asked me a question. And what with me? I'm like broken kettle? I said, usually yes. And he said, but why God didn't give it to me the paper to read? I said, why? He gave it to you. He gives it to everyone. He gives us the Bible. But how many of us to take this to read and to understand how I need to use this body, how I need to live my life? How many of us, we are so smart, we just push the buttons and we see, okay, if I push here, it's play, here it's open, here it's close. That's all. But it's not all. And we prayed with him and he received Jesus. Yes, and it was very difficult time, you know, this cancer, it's terrible thing. And we was going through some medicine stuff and hospitals and hours and hours and hours in the hospital. And I was praying and asking God, God healed him. I want to see him with me together. We're standing and praising you. I want to see him in the congregation. I want to see him changed, you know. And one day I asked him, Father, what do you think if God will heal you 100%, how you will continue your life? You will change something or you will live like before? And he says, he think moment and he says, I don't know. And here I understood, God will not heal him. Because it's something more than just to be healthy or to live your life. How do you want to live your life? God is God of salvation. And here is the question, how could such a good and holy God could allow the evil in the world? We should be expecting the answer from God, who knows the reality the way it is. Expecting. When we come into the Lord with our questions, each of us have some questions. And we are asking, why? That's what happened in our life with our son, and we came, and why? And Habakkuk said, I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say. In English wrote to me, but in Hebrew wrote in me. And what I will answer concerning my complaint. I will waiting what he will say in me. You know, some people waiting to hear the voice of God from the heaven. But he talked in us. The Israel nation, they heard the voice of God once. And they said to Moses, no, you go and talk to him. And here he said, I will stand and wait for that. After the complaining, but complaining, it's not the word here. The word here, I find this. You know, in the... I'm sorry. I take from here. Now here, in our modern world, we have mother and father. Do you know who is them? Mother, it's Wikipedia, and father, it's Google. And the word, what I find in the Google, it's reproof. This is translation from Hebrew. Reproof. It's not just complaining, you know. Reproof. Reproving. And who is talking like that, on the way like that, to the God? Prophet? Come on, you should be a spiritual person. But he talks straight. What do you think if we're talking to God nicely, but in our heart, We felt bad. We felt anger. But we're so nicer to him. If it's help us. No. And if we will talk what's real in our heart, if it's will do some painful things for the God, he will cry for that. Oh, my son talking to me like that. Come on, what will I do? No. He understand. And usually he's waiting to real conversation. He's waiting. And sometimes what's happened in our life, it's to make us to be true, to make us to be possible to talk to him from the heart. Not to be nicely. Nicely we can be one, two hours here, but who can check my heart, you know? I can say I love you, but why you here, I'm kill you? Okay? And prophet talking on the way like that. Expecting the answer refers to the issue that our conversation with God is not a one-way talk. When we are waiting, that was what Tammy said here, waiting from God. It's not one-way talk. He will answer us. And it's amazing to see how he was answer to Habakkuk. God's answer. Excuse me. Can I get the water? Sorry, we regular to drink a lot of water in Israel. Answer of God is clear, very clear. Chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets. It's not tablet like today, yeah? So he may run who reads it. It's I'm sorry, it's a little bit difficult to me. All these words, you know, in Hebrew, it's a little bit different. And from the other side. Okay, God's answer. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. And also, that's what we talked on the morning. He knows the right time. I want everything. When? Now. No. I want everything yesterday. Not now. Yesterday. I was want. You know, it's not happened. Because he know the right time. And right time will come. And he said to the prophet, write down. For the everybody who is like you, they felt like you, write down the vision. That's what can help to you, because the time will come. It will surely come. It will not delay. Hallelujah. How you read this? Ideal time. Timing. Yeah? Ideal? Ideal. I'm sorry. Ideal time. Timing. Encourages expectancy. And faith. Eric, you want to read? Okay. Okay. For still the vision awaits its appointment time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. Sometimes I feel, wow, why so slow, Lord? You know, it's like in the car, you have on the right side some button, push gas, and I want faster. But it doesn't work sometimes. And he said, if it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him. but the righteous shall live by his faith. Hallelujah! What we need for faith? Faith. Faith. And faith come from hearing of the word of God. And today what I bring to you, it's help me, word of God. We're just reading the scriptures today. It's helping me. I can talk less, just read word of God. Righteousness overcomes evil. This is the verses. This is the answer what God gave to Habakkuk. And I will not read the verses now, but if you have Bible, you can look briefly. That's right word, briefly. And you will see righteousness overcomes evil. Injustice is temporary. It's not forever. It's for the time, for some short time. It's end of that coming. The glory of God will fill the earth. It will come. Good keeps everything under God keeps everything under control. Sometimes it's not looks like that. But this is the truth. God keeps everything under his control. Usually I want to keep everything on my control. I don't know what about you, but do you know that's we are here together. This is the step of faith for me. Why? Because I want to keep everything by my control, you know. And it's much more control when my wife with children there. It's much more control. And now some other people looking for them. And I called to them, we arrived yesterday, 3 times already. But everything in the God's control. I don't know what about you, but I see this every day in our life. And sometimes I talk into God and say, wow, I so want to see with your eyes, because you know from the beginning what the end. God, show me. It will help me to stand. But if I will know, I don't need faith. I know what faith I need. It's like I don't need believe about this chair. It's chair. I need believe about the apple what was here 1 year ago, but somebody ate this, I think. It was so beautiful. I'm sorry. From the morning I'm looking for this apple. Thank you. Okay, go forward. Faith comes from hearing human way of seeing the reality. Human way of seeing the reality is very different from the reality seen by God. God looking difference. Recalculating new destination. That's what happened to Habakkuk. Look on that. In the chapter 3, we see amazing things. He said, "Oh Lord, I have heard." In the verse 16, "I hear." But what he talked in the beginning, what he talked before, look at that. "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear?" He's complaining or reproofing God not hearing. But who was not here usually? Us. God, he's hearing. He's not how you call the person who cannot hear? Deaf. Okay. Now it's come, you know, Russian, Hebrew, and I tried to find the right file in English and it's not there. not here. He talked in the beginning, and in the chapter 3, the last chapter, he said, I hear, Lord.
Yeah, very good.
I hear, Lord.
That's a good word.
Look at this. And God came from Teman and the Holy One. His splendor covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise. Hallelujah. And in the beginning, what He was talking, their cavalry gallops, handlong, their horsemen come from afar. Come for what? They all come intent on violence. And in the end, he see different pictures. What he see in the beginning? The problems. The problems coming around, and he said, I'm crying, I'm praying, and what's happened? Nothing happened. But in the end, after the God showed him this vision, he see his army, God's army, angels, I don't know, but he see different pictures. Maybe we are also can try to see different pictures. Maybe we are also can come to the tower and stand and wait what he will talk in us. Okay, here he's talking about salvation. When you rode on horses, known your chariot of salvation, you went out for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. That's what I understood in the story with my father. God was one to save him. And all things what's happened in the world, it's for salvation, because God loves us and all people in this world. But he was didn't see this in the beginning. In the beginning, he talked this. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear, or cry to your violence and you will not save? In the beginning, he was talking to the God, you are not safe. But on the end, he saw, you are God of salvation. Recalculating destination. And result of that, joy in the suffering. Do you know, we can be happy. It doesn't matter what's happened in our life. We can joy in the Lord. It's, someone can say, it's easy to joy the Lord when everything is okay. It's much difficult to joy if you are suffering. Why? Why? Because you need faith. You need faith. God, everything is under His control. And His plan for salvation. You need faith. If you don't have faith, how you can joy? That's what I say. If God will show me the end of the my history, I will be easy, you know. Not easy. I will be relaxed. Maybe lazy, I don't know. But here, he showed the picture. And picture is salvation. For me, for my family, and for different people who is looking on our suffering, how we're going through, it's talked much more than I can say by words. How many of you will remind my message after a year? I don't know. But the situation, what we're going through, and if it's talked to your life, some person, you're looking on him, how he's going through the suffering, it's talked speaks much more, much more. And what's happened to Habakkuk?
Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places.
And on the end, I want to bring you some story of some men. Horatio Spafford, maybe someone heard this name and his story. Maybe someone know. This person was a lawyer in 1880, something like that, in Chicago. And his first son was die from scarlatina, some sickness, okay. And he have four daughters, and he bought some properties in Chicago, and it was big fire there, and everything was burned. And he was felt like they need some rest time with family, and they decided to go to Europe. He's with his wife and four daughters. But something happened in the business in these days, and he sent his wife and fourth daughter by ship to Europe. And it was storm there, and ship was... And he received the letter from his wife. This is the letter. Saved, alone. What shall I do? And this person, his wife came to him, and I don't know, I'm the father, and it's what can be much more difficult to parents to lose their children? I don't know if something else can be much more different. But when she came home, and I can imagine him when he's received this letter from her, saved alone, what shall I do? It's like whole life destroyed. What shall I do? And she was she's still alive because people find her on some piece of wood. It's just God saved her somehow. And this person, this man, Horatio, with his wife, they took the ship and they came to this place. The captain called him to come upstairs when they was exactly in the place where it's happened. And he wrote the song. When peace like a river attended my way, and sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, those has taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And I think, what kind of faith this person has. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's better for me and my soul. It's better for you, what's happened in your life. And you will go through. He will not give it to you to die in this situation. You will go through. It doesn't matter what's happened, because God is still God. Everlasting God. He can do everything, and his goal is salvation. He is God of salvation. And we can imagine how many people was encouraged through this person, and maybe how many of them received Jesus because of this testimony. God is good. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is alive. Your word talking to us and changing us. And we want to say to you today, it doesn't matter what's happened. We believe in you. You are good. You are good for us. And you know much, you know everything much better than we can imagine. And you use our lives for the testimony for the other people, to preach your gospel, to share your love, to touch lives of many, many other people, to bring them for your salvation. And God, I want to ask you, give to your word, stay in our heart. Give us to keep your word, not to lose that. We're hearing a lot in the world of media and stuff like that. We're hearing a lot of noise, but your word is so good. Give us to remind this. Give us to live your word. I thank you. I so thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Thank you, Lord. And I ask in you to bless this congregation. Everyone here, Lord, I'm asking you to bless with your Father's blessing, because you love each of us. Thank you. And we're giving whole glory to your name. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my loss, thou the cross, and I bear it. shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back like a scroll. Oh, the trump it shall resound, and may the Lord you shall descend. Even so, it is well. It is well with my soul. Sing it, church. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
Lord, we thank you this morning, this afternoon, that you have given us this incredible and yet so perfectly believable word. That the answer will come. That it will not delay. And that even if it delays, it will not delay. You have given us a hope that the world does not have. And so we say, it is well with my soul. Though there be no fig on the fig tree, and no grapes on the vine, and no cattle in the stall, and no harvest in the field, yet will we rejoice in the God of our salvation. For these trials are temporary, and your glory is everlasting.